Walker, 4th of July locked and loaded. Now the turn of the short pass favourite, Landman with Richard Furry. We're just about ready. 1250 metres, first leg of the pick six. Flag up. Starter says go. They often racing from their 1250. If anything, 4th of July was a little bit slow to go. Out fast, Letissier. Right up there is Rishetu. Just in behind the speed is Wild Streak. Against the panels is Dark Fortune. Then came Auto Correct. Sicily with 4th of July. They've given Landman a chance today. He's closer to last. He's a bit headstrong and awkward around the turn. And at the back is Magic Rock. And I would say 8 off this leader. So Rishetu's in front. Make sure the gallop's a good one. Goes two lengths clear. Letissier's racing in second. Then Wild Streak. Dark Fortune. Auto Correct. 4th of July. Sicily. Landman must have 10 lengths to find. And Magic Rock is the trailer. They're homeward bound. And it's Rishetu in front. Racing away in second is Letissier. Then came Wild Streak towards the middle outside. You've got Auto Correct. If you're looking for the short pass favorite, he's still got a mountain to climb. He's trying to run on. He's 5 off the leader. In front is Rishetu. Then Letissier. I tell you what, I don't want shares in the 3-10 favorite. He's still 4 off the leader. Rishetu out the pack is 4th of July. Letissier's on the inside. 4th of July comes at Rishetu. Rishetu just in front. He'll scrape in. He beats 4th of July, then Letissier. Landman was dropped out to last. He's run on to finish 4th. All right. Rishetu, stable companion to the 3-10 favourite, has won it. Seanville made his mind up. He wanted to go forward, and he's won a good race. Half a length, even though diminishing half a length, he's won a good race. 4th of July, number 6 into 2nd. Letissier, number 2 in 3rd. And Landman, just given way too much to do. He's ended up in 4th. So he's missed the PAs completely, the 3-10 favourites. Let's have a look at the head-on replay. At this stage, you could see always going like a winner, Rishetu. Well done to Seanville. I thought he rode a particularly good race over here. Well done to Justin Snaith, the winning trainer. 3-year-old son of Verson Getrix out of the Barmere Lyricettes. To Dave McLean, congratulations, sir. Lovely to see these silks back in the winner's enclosure. This one bred by Cyrilla Stud Farm. He's finally got it right. He's been a model of consistency of late. And today he goes off to lead them from start to finish.
Couldn't hear a pin drop here at Hollywood Bet Sermonville.